This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. At the top of this economy sits a giant brake pedal and a giant gas pedal, and the Federal Reserve starts a two-day meeting today to decide what to do with them. We are talking about interest rates. Lower rates are economic gas. Higher rates are economic brakes. The Fed is trying to put the brakes on just enough to bring inflation down without causing a recession. That is getting more complicated because the economy is facing some headwinds that are outside of the Fed's control. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Just look at what consumers are facing right now. Gas prices averaging about $3.80 a gallon, according to AAA. Elizabeth Renter is a data analyst at NerdWallet.
There is a strong correlation between what's going on at the pump and how people feel about the economy.
Renter says if they feel like inflation is getting out of hand, they might spend less. Other consumers are losing income. Picketing United Auto Workers get strike pay, but it's usually less than their regular check. And nearly a million federal workers could be furloughed without pay if there's a government shutdown, according to Oxford Economics lead U.S. economist Nancy Vandenhouten.
They will have to cut back on their spending.
She says even more consumers will cut back next month when student loan repayments start up again after a pause during the pandemic. Falling spending could help the Fed cool the economy, since consumers drive about 70% of economic growth. Laura Veldkamp teaches economics at Columbia.
They might think those are doing enough work to hold prices down by themselves, that maybe they won't have to raise rates again.
But Veldkamp says the Fed hopes these headwinds don't send us into a recession. That would jeopardize their dreams of a soft landing where the economy slows just enough to conquer inflation without sputtering into a downturn. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.